Okay, this is track number 19-0126-0035. It's Pentucket Regional High School with the Pentucket High School Jazz Combo, Class S2, room 111. Time is 2 p.m.
Hello and welcome everyone to the 51st annual Berklee High School Jazz Festival. Today we will be hearing from the Pentucket High School Jazz Combo directed by David Schumacher from Pentucket Regional High School in West Newbury, Massachusetts. Adjudicating for us today is Ian Certo, Associate Professor of Jazz Composition, John Mulroy, Associate Professor of Piano, Karuko Pilkington, Instructor of Voice, and Tim Ray, Associate Professor of Piano.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone. We're going to start with a Dexter Gordon composition entitled Soy Khalifa, and then we're going to play, and here we test our powers of observation by the Bat Plus, and then we're going to finish up with a Sonny Rollins tune entitled East Broadway Rundown.
Thank you.
To make a few comments, my name is Tim Ray. I'm a teacher at Berkeley, along with my friends in the back, who will give you some written comments, as you probably know. I'll give you some verbal comments, just because we're kind of in the moment here. First, want to, of course, thank you for coming out to Berkeley, and also want to acknowledge David and the great job he did with you all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, great job. I don't know what's in the water out there in West Newberry, but I want some of that. Whatever that is, I want some of that. So, no, seriously, really, really, really good. And it's just great to see you guys, you know, operating on a high level and then really, you know, getting into the interaction, interacting with each other and really kind of stretching the music. I mean, again, you know, they have the song, you know, and that's sort of the template or the outline, and then you play with it, you have fun. I think you guys, it sounds like you're having fun, I hope you are, it looks like you are, so that's that's really encouraging. What else can I say? There's some cool arrangement ideas. I liked a lot of what you, I don't know if you worked that out amongst the five of you or with David's help, I'm sure, but some of the arrangements are a lot of fun, some unexpected stuff. You know, I love that you again a lot of especially younger musicians don't think to like have the band drop out, just let the guitar play for a little while or let the bass play for a little while without accompaniment, which is kind of a nervy thing to do, frankly. You have to have a certain amount of confidence to pull that off, and I think the five of you do that. So that was great to hear also. You know, as far as you know, comments, ways to improve. I mean, like I said, you're already operating on a pretty high level. I was particularly, you know, knocked out with the Bad Plus a tune that you guys did in the middle. That was great. I'm guessing, do the three of you get together outside of school and play?
Yeah.
I had a feeling. that's not the kind of thing you can work up in an afternoon. You know, you got to spend a little time with that. And you know, in general, I would say, you know, certainly keep doing that. The more you can, you know, the more you can get together. I mean, you know, and I'm sure you have the chance to play with other musicians as well. But yeah, even just amongst the five of you, you know, find opportunities to get together, find opportunities to play, even if it's just like on a weekend or, you know, maybe for some friend's, you know, party at their house. You know, go. You know, it's like there's all kinds of ways of, and you know, gigs too. most of us who teach here also do gigs, and I think you all are the category of like, yeah, find some cool little gigs, you know, play for pizza at the local pizza shop or something. So that's kind of my main comment is, you know, find ways to keep playing, to keep interacting, keep finding different directions to take the music. You know, it's such a great learning experience when you get the chance to play with the same group for an extended period of time to find different directions to take the music. You know, keep listening. You know, I love that on the Dexter Gordon tune, there was a lot of listening going on, a lot of interacting in terms of the solos and the accompaniment. So great. You know, great job with the horns. So the last thing I have to do is I have this little this very, very expensive piece of jewelry here called the Judge's Choice Award. And we give this, I hate to single out one of you, but that's sort of what we're doing with this, is to single out one of you as someone who was maybe for today in this room, a little bit above and beyond. So again, we had a really hard choice with this one because, as I said, all five of you are really, really excellent. So I would certainly like to be able to give one of these to each of you, but they only let me give out one. So anyway, we're going to give this for today the Judge's Choice Award to your guitarist, Jake.
Yeah.